Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
I was raised in a family where I learned God's word. But I hadn't been changed by the truth I had heard. And that's when God opened my heart and my mind. And I understood for the very first time. I was moved when I thought of God's Son on a cross, where I knew should not have been. I was humbled to see that compassion for me held him there beneath the weight of my sin. I was touched by his love, still that wasn't enough to keep me out of an eternal grave. When I got saved. Now my heart overflows with the joy that I found when that old-fashioned altar became holy ground. So ask me the way to find mercy and grace, and I'll tell you one step at a time what took place. I was moved when I thought of God's Son on a cross, where I knew he should not. For me, held him there beneath the weight of my sin. I was touched by his love, still that wasn't enough to keep me out of an eternal grave. I was brought to repentance and covered with forgiveness, and that's when God saved. I was brought to repentance and covered with forgiveness, and that's when I got saved.
This time we're going to go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. We're preaching on Matthew chapter number 7.
Chapter number 7, listen. We're living in a fast-paced generation. Somebody say amen right there. I mean, we want fast internet. We want fast food. We want fast deliveries. We want fast travel. We want to go everywhere we want to go. We want to go fast, amen. However, I want you to see that these fast-paced conveniences, I feel like that we've gotten conditioned to the place in our life where we're at now. We want fast worship. We want fast prayer. We want fast proclaiming. And we want fast preaching. I'll give it to you fast, but I ain't going to guarantee you it's going to be short, amen. But listen, I want to remind you this morning that there's a fast way that leads to a final destination. And you better be real careful what road that you're on. You know, we're living in a day that most are educated. We got the most educated generation on planet Earth, but yet they're the most disconnected generation that there ever has been when it comes to the things of God. Most are financially stable, got more things, and God's blessed us out the yin-yang, amen. We've got all kinds of things, amen. But yet we're poor spiritually. The Bible said that we're naked, poor, and blind, He said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold which is tried in the fire. You may have some things this morning, but if you're dying without Jesus, you're dying with nothing. Amen. This may be a simple message, but it's not simple by accident. Amen. It's simple by intention. It was not given to us this morning as a complex message. It was given to us by God as a simple message. And I just want to preach this morning on salvation. I want to tell you this morning, you're either saved or you're lost. You either love God and you have a relationship with Him, or you do not. You're one of the two this morning. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. Amen. And it's as simple as that. Look at the Word of God. Amen. God made it simple for us. Look at chapter number 7, verse number 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be that go in thereat. Notice verse 14. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. Now take your Bible and go over to Luke chapter number 13. Luke chapter 13, and we're going to read verse number 24. The Bible says, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Interesting text, isn't it? Why in the world would it say that many are going to strive to enter in, yet many are not going to be able to get in? The text before us, we see the description of two gates, right? The straight gate and the wide gate. And then we see two different ways. We see a broad way and we see a narrow way. But in the text, we also find that there are two different final destinations. Now, those two destinations lead to two different places. One leads to a place called life, and the other leads to a place called destruction. The broad way we understand this morning that leads to destruction is a place that we all know called hell. Amen. You say, preacher, there is no hell. Then let me ask you a question. Then why in the world did God spend time putting it in His Bible if there is no hell? Hell is not a purgatory. It's not a place of holding. Amen. No, that's not the truth, amen. Hell is a real place, amen. It's a place of fire and brimstone. It's a place of torment. It's a place, listen to me this morning, of torture. You said, oh, there's no such place as that place. Then why did Jesus tell us about that place? There is a place called hell, amen. But then there's also another way that leads to life. It's a narrow way. Now we know that the wide gate, it's broad and it leads to destruction, and many are headed in that direction. But that text proclaims loudly that you don't want to enter the wide gate with the broad way. But rather, we're challenged to enter in at the straight gate. He's saying within the text, don't keep going on the broad way. Enter in at the straight gate. He's challenging you this morning. Don't keep going on the broad way. Turn aside and turn and look. Pay attention. Amen. And take the narrow way. Maybe you're at a crossroads this morning. You don't know which way to go. I'm going to tell you something. The best day of your life will be the day that you decide, amen, that it's time to give up the broad way and to get on the narrow way. Amen. That will be the best day of your life. I don't know if you guys have ever read the book Pilgrim's Progress. It was required reading when I was in Bible college, and I'm going to be honest with you, at first, it took me a little while to get into it. It's about that wide, or about that thick, excuse me, not wide, but thick. And so it took me a little bit to get into it, and you got to read kind of between the lines a little bit. How many's ever read Pilgrim's Progress? About four. All right, good. Well, if you've never read Pilgrim's Progress, I challenge you. Go take some time. Buy that book and get a hold of it. And just sit down and enjoy the read. Amen. It's a wonderful read. I'm going to talk to you just a bit about that book. The main character's name is Christian. The story portrays Christian, who is an everyday character, who is on a journey from his hometown called the City of Destruction, which represents the world. to a celestial city which represents heaven. Now, Christian, the character Christian, is weighed down by a heavy burden. And this burden is the knowledge of sin. Christian believed that this burden came from a book that he was reading, which was referring to the Bible. Boy, the Word of God this morning will definitely show you where your sins at. So show you what your sins are, amen. It will. It'll do that, amen. It'll show you where you're at, amen, as far as sinfulness. This burden becomes so overbearing that Christian starts seeking for deliverance. He meets a man named Evangelist. It's here where the evangelist begins to direct Christian to the shining light. So Christian leaves his wife, his children, and he embarks on a journey to get help for himself. That's the only way you get saved. On the journey, he comes to all kinds of places and he meets all kinds of people. He meets two characters named Obstinate and Pliable. Obstinate goes back, but Pliable continues the journey with Christian. But Pliable's journey with Christian is cut short when the two of them fall into the slough of despond, a boggy mire, like a swamp, where we find the pilgrim's doubts, his fears, his temptations, his lust, his shames, his guilt, and his sins, which to their present condition of being a sinner are used to sink them into the mud of the swamp even deeper. It is in the bog where Pliable decides to leave Christian. Isn't that like the devil? Amen. How many of you guys have ever had friends that left you in the bog? When you're in the middle of it, amen. When you're going through hardship, when you're going through a place of despair, boy, it seemed like that's when your friends just seem to leave you, amen. I want to remind you this morning that there's a man over there that the prodigal son, he got left in the bog, amen. He got left down there in the far country, amen. Down there feeding swine. Listen, those people of the world will leave you when it matters the most. But help arrived for Christian. And he pulled up from the mire and he was told that the ground was good at the wicket gate. Now, in the story of Pilgrim's Progress, it was the wicket gate, which by the way means small door. That wicket gate was the gate that began the straight and the narrow to the king's highway. Now, Christian was directed to a gatekeeper named Goodwill. Goodwill saves him from Beelzebub's archers at Beelzebub's castle near the wicket gate and shows him the heavenly way that he must go. Now, we understand this morning that Jesus is the character Goodwill in the story of Pilgrim's Progress. In the story, through great distress and multiple trials, Christian just keeps on going. Can I tell you that's what we need to do this morning? We're going to have to just keep on going. We're going to have to keep marching on for God, amen. We're on the King's Highway. We're headed somewhere, friend. And if you quit now, you're going to be discouraged and defeated. But if you'll stay with it, friend, you'll find some help later down the road. Christian has a hard time on the journey because of his past sins, wearing him down. How many of you have that problem this morning? But hopeful helps him over, and they're welcome into the celestial city. Maybe you're saying, Preacher, why in the world are you bringing some type of worldly book, Pilgrim's Progress, into this message this morning? Well, I got to thinking, we're all on a journey, aren't we? And sometimes on this journey, we can feel as if we're all alone. Sometimes it feels like that there's nobody that cares. But I'm going to tell you something, that's not true, because there is one that cares for us. I want to preach this morning on the subject, the Waymaker. I pray that God helps me this morning. I'm glad that somebody was guiding me along the journey. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.